Today is a very important day. There's a hurricane happening in South Florida, or all of Florida. We're in a crypto bear market. The economy is in the shitter, but we have two of our favorite people back on the show to talk about a mixed reality fashion show. I am extremely excited to learn more about it. Before we welcome those guys in, welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friends. I have my co-host with me, Yossi. How are you doing? Are you surviving the hurricane?
I am surviving the hurricane out here in New York City, where it's a pretty dry, sunny day. And you know, it's not often where I get to say the weather here is better than where you're at. So I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Well, you enjoy, my friend, but we're both in the crypto winter. But listen,
that is true.
You know, we talked about this from the very beginning. It's all about having fun. And these two guys know how to have a good time. Let's bring them on without further ado. Technical difficulties. Isaac, welcome to Goats in the Metaverse. Look at Blake over there. He is dancing, my friend.
It's all in the hips, baby. Having
Blake's
fun.
Having a good time.
Having fun,
always
dude.
Let's, having a good time.
Let's
straight
go.
From the metaverse.
Let's go, baby. You know what you said, too? It's a bear market. I like to call it a builder's market, baby. It's a builder's market. You know, everyone that's building here in VR, you know, if not focused on the price of Ether and everything, it's a great time to collect the coins, we say.
Collect the coins is what we like to do.
Collect the coins.
Isaac, how you doing, baby?
How are you, man? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. It's my favorite show that I love, the podcast. It's the most informative and the most really on target podcast about this whole situation. You guys are really in the know. It's great to be here. I got my GOAT hat because I want to look like Stanley. And we're ready to roll. We're ready to roll to talk about more history.
And by the way, we did not pay Isaac to say those things. Those are coming from the heart.
We're part of the crew. Let's go. We also have our OG, our OG shirts now too as well. I think I need a hat, bro. I need to sport one here in the metaverse.
All right. Here. We're gonna work it out. Let's work it out, baby. So let's get right to it. On September 7th, there was the first ever mixed reality show hosted by Somnium in the Somnium Space headquarters in Prague. So the ISG crew went to Prague. What did you guys do there? Tell us about it.
Well, holy crap, Isaac hit it. An incredible experience. Prague is a beautiful town, very welcoming, and they actually happened to be ground zero for everything that's happening in the metaverse in Europe. It's a whole brain trust of people that flock to Prague to work on cutting edge technology and interesting things that are happening in the metaverse. So Somnium, which is the number one metaverse as far as I'm concerned, because they give the real experience of a 3D VR avatar, and you actually feel like you're inside the real world when you're experiencing going into it. And they put on a fashion show. Of course, we were one of the sponsors, ISG. We made our own lines. We sponsored a couple of lines. We made the key line that we made was based upon our Iridium World of Woman Galaxy, which you see right over there. There's the fashion show where you see people in the stage watching the show. The crowds were great. The press was great. And as they're walking down the runway, they're also in the metaverse at the same time. It's the physical going into the metaphysical in the fashion world. It was really extremely so exciting. Over there, you see one of our Terry Moogler designs. That's Arthur, the founder of Somnium. He was the host. And many people participated in the show. DressX was one. And ISG was very proud to be associated with this history in the making event.
Man, so Isaac, did you have Blake and Isaac? Let me just understand. So you have people coming to watch a fashion show. You have a model who is strutting his or her stuff, but wearing a haptic suit. Is that what they call? On the backdrop, you're seeing what that person is wearing in their virtual avatar and their virtual gear. And you've got also people from around the world signing into Somnium Space and watching virtually. Is that the setup, so I can get the context of how this all plays out?
Yes, man. So it was a big feat of technology, and it reminded me why I'm in the metaverse and building events here. It's because physical events are tough, man, but we pulled it off so well with all these individuals. And by the way, too, this was the first time, it was the first time that we were actually meeting in person all these individuals that we've been hanging out and building with for the past 2 years or so. And it's crazy because it was, there's no difference. It was like we've known each other our whole lives, but these guys are wearing full body tracking and the haptic suits. And we had two headsets on stage. And so they were switching out in between avatars and the VR while we had physical humans that were filling some slots while we were getting avatars working. We also had one model who had never tried VR before. So we were, training him on the fly and stuff. But man, it was so cool because the stage was actually built out one-to-one. So if you can actually see, right now I'm in full body tracking. What's up? Ooh, strut. It was actually built one-to-one. So that if they walked in VR, they weren't just going to fall off the stage, It was built exactly to spec. And so we had a big LED screen behind us showcasing the in-world, the people inside the world watching the show along with, the physical world. We had jib shots. We had people a couple of cameras showing all angles and basically being able to swap out of these avatars and showcase, what everyone's been working so hard on to, one, enjoy inside the metaverse, but then the future, being able to actually produce these clothes inside the physical world to really personalize identity across both realities. So it was a great first time in history putting this together. And avatars are a pretty complicated thing when it comes down to structure. So it was amazing to see how everyone really pulled through and made some amazing avatars, testing bounds of fashion and polygon counts. Polygons are the 3D measurements of what is maximum capacity for VR, but everyone pulled through super well. And our Will the Women and our Blash and our Snails, big shout out to Root, the Metamorphosis Boys and Real Cyberpunk for their amazing work with creating these avatars with us. It was an amazing opportunity to show them off and actually like see them in the works, And not only that, just meeting the Somnium team, so much love, dude. That was amazing.
And why is this important? Like some people are watching this show and they're like looking at this and they're like, it looks cool. It looks, very cool, futuristic. But why is it important? Why is this a big breakthrough? Like you guys flew all the way to Prague to do this. Tell us.
Well, first, it was very interesting what Blake said. We never met the people in Somnium. I've never met Arthur. I never met any of the builders. But people say being in the metaverse is antisocial. When we got there, it was like I knew them my whole life because we spent so much time in the metaverse. It's not antisocial. It was like I knew every person for 100 years because every day we meet inside and we have meetings and we talk and we have fun and we do things. So it really is a social place. And what we feel the future of fashion is going to be transcending into the metaverse where people are going to go in and they're going to see lines, see fashion shows. There was actually, like you said, there was people inside the metaverse watching the show. There were people in the physical world watching the show, seeing the same thing at the same time. And with the Tesla suit, you could feel the fashion. You could feel what you're wearing when you're in the metaverse. And we feel like the future of commerce is going to happen in the metaverse. Fashion is happening in the metaverse. Not only fashion, all commerce is happening in the metaverse. And that's where the future economic, social environment is going to be. So if Yossi, you're asking why was that history? It's we finally accomplished a mixed reality fashion show, and it was a huge success. Basically, what we had was we have the avatar opt-in, which is you press on a board and you could try on the item in the metaverse, and people will feel it. You see what Blake is showing you there. That's one of our lines that we helped produce, the Snails, the Italian boys. They were great. And we had the Blash line, and we had the World of Woman Galaxy line based on my Iridium. And that's the one that we loved because it was paying homage to Terry Moogler. We designed these avatars in the Terry Moogler motif because he just passed away, and we wanted to pay homage to him as we respected him because he was an all-inclusive. He was the first all-inclusive fashion designer. And there was a lot of ties because the metaverse is all-inclusive as well. Somnium is all-inclusive, and ISG is all-inclusive. As you can see there, we designed those bags. You pick them up, you walk around. You could actually rent them in the metaverse. Eventually, you could mint them and buy them. And it's the wave of the future. It's just the wave of the future of the way the economy is going.
So, Isaac, let me jump in real quick. I mean, as far as, like, just so people understand, right? You guys been building this for what, about a year now? A little over a year now?
A little less than a year. We're going at a rapid pace. It's happening so fast.
But just so people understand, you know, when you, let's say, even started less than a year, or when people were looking at this a few years ago, from a technology standpoint point of view, they were probably saying one day in the next 5, 10 years, maybe 20 years, we're going to start doing fashion shows in the metaverse, and we're going to start, you know, there's going to be commerce there. It's all coming, right? Like that, I mean, when I got into the space, that's kind of how it was presented, right? One day it's all coming. One day it's going to happen. It's not going to be here anytime soon. One day it's going to be here. And now it's actually happening, you know, very, very quickly.
People are
gathering together, right? And I think you hit on two things that are very, very important. One, you are engaging with these people from all over the world, and you have these built relationships with them. And obviously that's happening in the Web3 space, in Discord. People are friends, but they don't really know who the people are, right? They don't know what they look like. They don't even know their real names. They don't know anything. But in the metaverse, you really get an understanding, right, of how they act, how they react, things of that nature. So you feel like you have those friendships. Now you're able to meet with them in real life, which I think is very, very interesting, and how it brings the whole world together. But I think the second thing and the most important thing is how close we are, or how ahead of the curve we are of where the expectations were, right? Like you're saying, this is the future of commerce, and it's probably going to happen in, you know, I don't know, a year,
It's happening now.
Well, I mean, it is happening now, but I think it's going to take a little bit of time for people to kind of really understand that it's happening, right? I think it's going to take time for a person that's not familiar with VR, that's not familiar with the metaverse, to jump in.
So, Isaac, do you see a future where virtual commerce, let's call it that, overtakes physical commerce? Do you see there's a time in place where people are spending more on their virtual gear than they are on their physical items, and that kind of industry overtakes physical fashion?
Well, that's a great question, because basically the way I see it is the way the internet and e-com interacted with the physical stores is the way that I see the metaverse is going to be interacting with physical stores as well. It's the next iteration of the internet, and that's where the future is going to be. It's funny. I just got a call with South Korea. And, you know, the people in South Korea, the generation over there, they would rather shop in the metaverse than shop in a physical store. So, like when you're saying, is it happening? You know, you're talking about America. We are developing. The key thing is the 2D, where you could go into your PC and you don't have to wear all the headgear and all of that stuff, the VR stuff. And that's going to be the bridge, which is really something that's already in progress. And what I think is that it's really becoming more popular with the masses. And on top of that, the future e-com is being developed. In other words, what kind of businesses are going to happen in the future? We see it now. More people are becoming builders. When they go to school, they go to college, they're going to college to learn how to build in the metaverse. They're learning how to make accessories. They're learning how to make their fashion line to sell it in the secondary market, in the open market. People are going to come and work in the metaverse. And it's not only fashion, because we love fashion. We have experience in fashion and we know exactly what's going on there, but it's also entertainment. We built a huge stadium where we're going to have performers, entertainers, you know, come and do their performances in the metaverse, where you could get 30, 40,000 people into the stadium at a time and they will watch it. Performers also want to be on the cutting edge. So they're coming into the metaverse in their own avatars, and we could stream it and Twitch it and get it out to huge audiences all over the world. That's another thing that's happening. And also, we developed an amusement park. We know Disney wants to develop an amusement park. We've been doing it for 7 months already, working on an amusement park. You can see it right over there. There's like our roller coaster. You could get in, go on the roller coaster, ride around, have fun, go into like a Jurassic Park type of a thing. We have a parachute jump. We have all kinds of games, all kinds of a horror house, Baby Blake. So it's fashion. It's entertainment. It's leisure time. It's actually becoming a way of life.
We saw yesterday, was it, that Walmart announced their partnership with Roblox. And you wouldn't think a brand like Walmart, of all brands, is entering the metaverse in a platform like Roblox that built an entire experience similar to what you're describing that you guys have built here in Somnium Space. You know, I was surprised by that announcement. I didn't see that coming, that Walmart would be building that type of experience. Why do you think a brand like Walmart, it's important that they're participating in the metaverse worlds, like things like Roblox, and how does that then translate to, you know, any other small business owner or CEO out there thinking, like, I need to get in here?
It's very simple. Either you're in it or you're out. Either you're in it or you're out. In life, in anything in the world, if you don't jump on the bandwagon with the trends, you lose your market share. Walmart is not stupid. They do focus groups. They see what's happening in the world of retail. They want to be with the trends. They want to be where the people are, where they're purchasing stuff, where the action is. So I'm not surprised at all. A matter of fact, I know most vendors, most stores, even most entertainers, you know, the whole gamut of the future of the world is going to be in the metaverse. They want to be in it. They don't want to be out. It's very easy. People will drop you in a minute if you're not on the cutting edge. You lose your market share. So the difference, though, between Roblox and ISG is that we are the first only 3D VR. You see, the other ones are 2D pixel. It's not like such a great experience when you go in there. But when you go into our world, it's kind of like Strawberry Fields Forever. It's like such a gorgeous environment that it's ahead of the other people that are trying to do this. That's our big advantage.
You know, I do see too, it's interesting that Walmart did go with Roblox, but you know, we've been having some meetings with brands and it seems that a lot of people and brands are looking at just metrics, you know, and that's such an old Web 2 way of doing things, is looking at metrics to see where we need to go. The whole point of Web 3 and the future of what is the metaverse is, it isn't just about metrics. It's about, you know, innovation. And you know, any place where of innovation has a starting point. And the whole point of metaverse is not necessarily tracking huge amounts of data. And it's about the centralization as well. And so I think when people like Walmart are stepping in and they're jumping into, you know, creating experiences and stuff, it's purely to get into the mix and probably get their feet wet. But that once people get their feet wet, they start looking for more avenues. And, you know, I see a big future in commercial, you know, commercial establishments and retail establishments coming into the metaverse, especially because throughout my sales experience, I found that people don't like commitment. And you know, if you're going to have a sales experience, or if you want, you really want someone to make a decision for themselves, you know, and how they enjoy the product or how they enjoy the experience and such. And if you can tie that across the board where you're giving them both a virtual experience and then a desire to want to go to a certain storefront that you have, where you have a, you know, a portal or a way into that same experience at the physical store where you can get, you know, special activations or discounts on clothes or whatever it is. And that's where they're being able to track data. And that's where they're getting information. Just like Isaac said, these companies are doing big focus groups. And, you know, the biggest thing is, people enjoy their time when they come in here, you know, especially when you can pick something up and or touch something or be a funny avatar or even this, just see my cape whip around. Ooh, it's like, oh, that's funny. And, you know, it's cool for people to try these things out for the first time. And, Roblox definitely does have a lot of user base and it's mostly young users. So the future, they're focused on, you know, the future of who will be consuming their products.
which I think is smart. And I think that's probably why they did that, right? They're tapping 100% into the future demographic. I must say that Blake giving an educational sales pitch as in his baby avatar, I'm willing to buy whatever he's selling, right? Like, like if things don't work out, all you could do is start a sales team where Blake comes in as a baby to sell your products. It's a home run. Like, I mean, I'm just taking my money. Whatever you need, whatever you're selling, I'm buying.
Well, our first actual SKU will be these Hot's House diapers. They're full of shit. And you can load them up, baby. Yeah, they're honestly, it's we love these babies so much. It's become such a huge part of our brand and is actually going to be part of our horror house that we're doing an experience where you have to go, or essentially you go back in time into baby Blake and you have to basically figure out how to get big Blake back and reset time. And so you're running around and, you know, the scientist is coming, trying to find you. It's basically a horror house in the eyes of a baby. So, it, you know, whatever that may actually be when you,
that sounds scary.
Yeah, it's exactly it scary. It's absolutely a total blast. And there's a lot of, funny little things that we're building right now to make the experience wild. And also, in a way, never ending. Essentially, we're building a maze generator so that you can just have a continuous, you know, continuous flow of new things along with, you know, ways out so that you can, you know, you can get through the game and have multiple different pathways. It's almost like, you remember those books back in the day where it's like, you know, did you want to go left or right? If you went right, go to page 32. If you go left, go to page 16. You know, and sort of that kind of vibe so that when there's you could play it single player, or you could play multiplayer where, you know, you're working together, trying to figure things out. People may be further along the road and they're like, oh, hey, don't go that way. Come with me. Come with me. And like, you know, they'll take you on that way.
Take them inside. See, Baby Blake is our first thing that is going viral. What's happening in Baby Blake is something that the world is really picking up on. And, you know, we incubate them and we do games around them. And so, in other words, it's more than fashion. These are pictures from the Somnium fashion show and everything like that. But it's more than fashion. It's a way of life. It's where people want to go in there and experience and have fun. We're providing fun entertainment. We're doing this Friday night is the grand opening of our stadium, which is going to be amazing. And it's the first event. Yeah, we're very excited about it. And I wish, Blake, could you show them part of the stadium and so that they could get an idea of a sneak preview?
Yeah, I was blitzing into the park really quick. I'm lagging a little bit. Give me just a second here.
Blake, Gabby, have you lost like 30 pounds just like running around in your bedroom?
Bro,
like, I'm literally in one spot just running around back and forth.
I'll tell you what, I'm always in full body tracking, so I might have to reset my Somnium real fast, but
while you're doing that,
I'm in good shape right now because of VR. I'll tell you that.
While you're resetting your Somnium, so the way people would participate in that, they have to have a VR headset. That's just understand. They'll come in. They don't have to be.
No, we have our website, which we developed, where people could come in through the website. That's where we could get 30, 40,000 people in without even headsets. And we did through Somnium technology, through the builders that we have in Somnium that are really way ahead. Years, promise me, years ahead of Meta and all these other guys. We made the 2D experience as if it's 3D VR. So they're going to be spawned right into the stadium, going right through the PC. You buy your ticket. The ticket will be an NFT. And, you know, we'll have like guys that have permanent seats. They'll have a special NFT. And we're only issuing a few of those. So we feel like that's going to, as we get more entertainers that come in, more big names that want to be in the stadium to do entertainment, those tickets will go up in price. It's going to be a way of life, of marketing and economy, like I said before, and incorporating it in the corridors. We're going to have stores. Let's say, you know, like you go into MSG and they have the corridor, and you can get food and you can get beer and you can buy merchandise. We're going to sell merchandise from the performers, and we're going to have sponsorships. Budweiser, let's say, would sponsor a whole suite for all the events. So many things are happening that we're on 12 cylinders. So this Friday night is going to be the first thing you could enter through the website, or you could go in VR through Somnium as well. It's very exciting.
That's the stadium. So just to recap, the vision is, let's say, I don't know, Taylor Swift. You guys sign up Taylor Swift to do a concert in ISG Stadium. She performs. You sell a ticket to anybody and everybody. That ticket is an NFT, right? And if there's enough supply and demand, people could resell their NFT ticket to go into the stadium and watch Taylor Swift perform. Am I understanding this correctly?
That's correct. That's one aspect.
And to that point, I mean, I think the sales pitch to a Taylor Swift or somebody like that, she could be sitting in her underwear in her kitchen doing a full-blown concert, right? As long as she has a VR set or whatever, you know, or a Tesla suit or whatever she needs to have. She doesn't need, you know, a whole band. She doesn't need a whole makeup crew, dress crew, lights, audio, right? Like the amount of money that somebody's saving to throw a concert is literally millions and millions of dollars, right? And people could literally, they don't have to travel to MSG or LA or wherever she's doing that concert. They could be sitting on the other side of the world, go onto their computer and watch this performance, or, you know, put on their VR set and watch this performance. Which
You hit it right on the head. The audience is unlimited. First of all, unlimited. We could also twitch it. We could also stream it. And, you know, the audience of who's going to watch the show, it could be from all around the world. It's not only geared to, like, if you're in New York, you have to be in New York City to watch it. So the audience potential is unbelievable. And another thing that ISG is working on, which is really cutting edge, is volumetrics. Which is where, let's say, a Taylor Swift could come into a studio and you would film her. See, a lot of entertainers, there's a lot of cool ones like Snoop. He wants to go into VR with his avatar. He gets it. He understands it. A lot of people, entertainers, want to come in, but they're not so comfortable wearing an avatar yet. So volumetrics is, you film them with this technology that we're involved with, and they appear in Somnium, like where Blake is now in the stadium, but they look like themselves and they act like themselves. They're not in an avatar costume. So now we feel that that's the bridge that's going to bring the masses, make the entertainers feel more comfortable to come in. Once they come in and see the outreach, and the outreach of their audience that's going to be all over the world, there's no stopping them. Why would you could perform in Marquee in Vegas. Simultaneously, when you're in Marquee in Vegas, you could be in ISG Stadium doing the same concert at the same time, but reaching people in Hong Kong. Why are you limiting yourself to Vegas? Selling tickets to people all over the world. Why are you being limited? So the metaverse universe is global and is perfect for amusement parks, for performers, for fashion. It's all the same concept.
Yeah, and that, you know, Isaac, that's the big point I was going to hit as well, is it's not just about selling Taylor Swift and saying, hey, you can come perform here. It's more so, hey, you have a tour, and there are people all over the globe that want to be at your show, that want to come see you, and sadly, you may not be even touring to anywhere near them. So the opportunity of hosting your events in mixed reality, in a sense where you're actually in Vegas doing your show, your physical show, and we're capturing and streaming it into here to experience the same, you know, and have the same experience being able to interact with people at the show, see the physical show through the screens, and, you know, interact through the games that we created here through like the 4D cinema / VR. Essentially, we're creating interactability between the different platforms. And the goal with this is, you know, ISG is partnered with Hots House. My whole artist curation, my goal was to get artists, you know, undiscovered emerging artists on the same stage with global artists. And that can be done here in a sense where we can be streaming music into a club. When the headliner comes on, the club streams music into here. You know, and so therefore we could have a you know, an international stage where people all over the world can come. There's an unlimited, basically, you know, amount of people that can attend in this stage. Meanwhile, there's people at the physical show partying, and, you know, we're working on interactive triggers where people that are in VR, you know, if we're earning points, we're sitting here playing the games, we're winning, we're saving up time, you know, points, we're wearing our, you know, we're wearing branded avatars, earning Gindy coin, you know, such things. We can then interact with triggers like, you know, change the lighting. Like, as you can see, I've got a lighting trigger here on my tablet, and I'm actually just changing the lighting behind us. But what we're actually figuring out is how we could do that in a physical scenario. So if I'm changing the lights in here, it's actually changing the lights inside the club. You know, and being able to put up things on the jumbotrons and interact with the physical crowd. And so it's really neat to see the way that this stadium is developed, in the sense of VR and web two for our 4D site. So that's causing interaction between those two people, between those two crowds. And now the physical realm is the next step, where we start looking at live entertainers and coinciding with their tours, coinciding with their club residencies, and actually making their shows international from a single place. And that's you know, and that's the best part too, because a lot of artists are like, I don't know if I want to, you know, get in VR or do all these things. And like Isaac said, volumetrics is a huge piece, because that gets the physical human in here in a 3D model. So essentially, if you're making a music video with volumetrics, which is kind of what we're doing right now, we're going to be having this video not just in a 3D render that you go ahead and watch on MTV. That sounds old. Who watches music videos on MTV anymore? But you don't watch it on YouTube. You now come into VR, into ISG, and you can actually be part of that video. You know,
right. Well, that, I mean, yeah. I think that's the most important part that you guys are hitting on, right? You're now part of the community, and everybody wants to be a part of the community. I mean, look, I think what you guys are doing is cutting edge. It's smart. It's and like I said, what we talked about it before on the show, you guys are kind of way ahead of the curve. Like, other brands are trying to figure out how to do this.
A long way away.
You guys are actually doing it. Kudos to you. Where can one find you? Where can people where can they, I guess, let's start with the show on Friday, the opening of Gindy Stadium on Friday. Where do they go?
Awesome. So, okay. So for Friday, guys, we're going to be doing a live stream both on Twitch. We're doing currently tests on I'm Blake Hotz, the Twitch channel. Once everything's settled, we'll be going to our new channel at ISG. So you can join us on Twitch. You could also join us at our 4D cinema, which we'll post inside the link with this you know, YouTube post, where you can essentially go into the 4D cinema. There's interactive little games there. You could see the signage, and then it'll be streaming the actual stream to you. Or you can come into Somnium Space, either 2D or VR. We have Marcus Asanya, a Hots House favorite. He's all the way from Germany. He's going to be doing a live performance for us, a major booming techno. And yeah, I mean, the best experience, I believe, is to come in here and to be able to interact with the crowd and see some of the fun things that we have, like exploding light sticks and the drum game, and seeing the crowd, you know, and being able to manipulate the crowd, seeing them wiggle around. Here we go. Check them out, guys. Their wiggle rate's about to go up. Here we go. The crowd's going wild. And now they're going to stop. Oof. Holtz? Go crazy. This is great. But yeah, come on and join us inside of a, you know, whether it's on Twitch or 40 Cinema or hop into Somnium. Whoa, my body posture, chill out. And yeah, we would love to see, you know, everybody. And also, big thing is feedback and communication. We, you know, we're all open. We want to make these experiences better and better serve the community to have fun and to be able to meet friends around the world. And most importantly, inspire you to create. Because that's what this is. This is this stadium and all the things that we do at ISG, it's teamwork, and that is the definition of the metaverse. Is innovation with teamwork and making things possible together. So you know, I invite anybody who watches this show to hit us up and to come play and come make your wildest dreams come true. Because there's so many.
This Friday, make your wildest dreams come true. We learned about
what a sales pitch right there.
Let's go.
Ouch. The bar I'm not even is in baby high. Blake.
Let's go.
But Isaac Blake, always good to have you on the show. Love the work that you guys are doing. Definitely taking us into the metaverse and beyond, well ahead of the competitors in the space. So if you want to see the first hybrid VR and in real life fashion show, go to ISG sites, check out their videos, check out the content that they're producing. And like we said, this Friday, they're going to be hosting the opening of their stadium. And it looks like there's going to be some cool performers in that experience. I'll be checking it out. So great work, guys. And for our viewers, remember the Goat Vault.
The Goat Vault.
Subscribe button, and we're getting close to that 5,000 number, and we'll be giving you a chance to win all of those shiny NFTs in the Goat Vault. We'll be giving you an update on where the Goat Vault is at this Friday. Love you all.
Let's go, Goat Vault! Love you guys. Let's go. Thanks for having us.